Good news for Beatles fans. A new exhibition at the Czech Museum of Music opens on Thursday evening, featuring the music and the men. The museum's borrowed George Harrison's banjo, one of John Lennon's shoes, and lots more Beatles memorabilia. The exhibition's highly interactive, however. There's even a little recording studio where you can try belting out Beatles songs. Earlier, I spoke to the exhibition's curator, Dagmar Fialová.
The first idea came from the general director of the National Museum, Michal Lukeš, who thought that it would be nice that the Czech Museum of Music would show that it is not only doing exhibitions and collecting items from the field of the classical music, but also from the field of popular music. So it is some kind of a little revolution in our museum.
A little revolution, an appropriate name for it. The Beatles, of course, were popular everywhere. Do they mean something special to the people from what was the former communist bloc?
Yes. Basically, they were the symbol of the Western world behind the Iron Curtain. And the young people here in 1960s, they were fascinated by the West and what is happening behind the curtain, and basically the Beatles were the main symbol of it.
I've also heard that the Beatles were one of the few groups that were actually allowed on the radio and in record shops in communist Czechoslovakia and many other groups. Most other groups were banned completely.
Yeah, let's say more or less, but if we talk about the shops, then basically there were no Beatles recordings available in the shop itself. It was not possible to buy things from abroad. But there was the first licensed gramophone disc, the Beatles collection of Oldies but Goldies, and that was released in Czechoslovakia in 1969. So till then, the young people had to listen to the foreign radios like Radio Luxembourg, and write down the songs by listening to it, or play it from tape decks or magnetophones when somebody from abroad brought some gramophone disc for them. That was the only possibility how to get to the Beatles recordings till 1969.
I've heard that you've been asking people to come forward with any Beatles memorabilia that they have at home. What was the response like?
Oh yeah, the response was quite large. We even didn't expect it so much. Basically, the exhibition is based on many of these items which people brought us to the museum.
So people have been coming forward with what, records and Beatles wigs and things like that?
Yeah, and mainly handmade things which were made during the 60s.
Things they made themselves then.
Yeah. When there was nothing available in the shops, so they made things themselves.
And I was speaking there to Dagmar Fialová, who's the curator of the Czech Museum of Music Beatlemania exhibition. And you'll find the museum in Prague's Malostrana area, just by Helikova tram.